Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you and that God will touch and encourage your heart. In these last series that I've been doing on the radio broadcast, I've been talking about doomsday preppers. I've been talking about kingdom preppers. I've been talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you look around, you can see things happening in our country, in our nation, all over the world, signs of the end time. Every time you turn a preacher on, they're preaching from Revelation, and they're telling you and warning you that we are in the end time in the last days. It's not a time of doom and gloom, but it's a time of rejoicing. And let me read to you why. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." These are not words of disencouragement. These are not words of doom, but these are words of comfort, hope, and joy, knowing that Jesus is coming back for his own, knowing that we have a blessed hope. You know, today, I've had a lot of people call and write and ask about the book of Revelation. And in these next series that are coming up, and I pray that you won't miss them, I want to talk from the book of Revelation and explain to you and call out the 21 judgments that are getting ready to come upon the earth. You see, those that are not ready for the coming of the Lord, as we call the rapture or the catching away of the church, will be left behind for the 7 years tribulation time. And in the book of Revelation, it tells us of the things that are getting ready to happen. And in the first 3.5 years of the book of tribulation, and there's going to be 14 judgments. And I just want to start off with, maybe we can get through the first 7 in this segment. The first one that are going to happen after the catching away of the church is the seals that are going to be open. The Bible says that one is represented as a white horse. It is going to be the rise of the Antichrist. And you will know that the time of Jacob's trouble or the revelation time has started when you see that someone rises up to settle a peace treaty in the Middle East and a peace treaty with Israel and sign it, a peace treaty for 7 years. But then the second seal that's open is war, a red horse, which is war. The Antichrist will cause great war to go over all the land because he's going to conquer the nations to be the one world ruler. See, what is the Antichrist is going to come in with a one world government, a one world religion. Let me explain to you about that one world religion. A socialist religion means this, that you can have your church and go to it, but it can't come outside the walls of the church. In other words, you can't speak about Jesus or your God in school or in a courthouse or in public places. Kind of like it is getting to be now. They don't even want us to celebrate Christmas at Christmas time. They want to call it Happy Holidays. But that's just beginning of what's getting ready to take place. And then, of course, we know when there's war across all the land, the black horse, the third seal that comes up is famine. Great famine will sweep across the land. And then when there's war and there's famine, the fourth horse, the pale horse, is death and hell. A great pestilence because of all the death and all the famine. One fourth of the earth is going to be struck by this seal that's open. And then there's going to be the fifth seal are going to be tribulation martyrs, those who accept Jesus Christ after the catching away of the church. If you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior and make a public confession of him, you'll be martyred for your faith. Makes me wonder that if you can't get out of bed and go to church now while we still have the freedom, how are you going to do it in a time that your own life will be required of you if you say you believe in Jesus? The sixth is going to be a great earthquake, so great that every every island and mountain will be moved out of its place. And the seventh seal is going to be silence in heaven 1/2 hour of the doom that's getting ready to come upon this land. I pray, children, that you're ready for the coming of Jesus, that you'll be kingdom prepared, not prepared for the tribulation time. God bless you. Be ready to meet Jesus.